Have you ever had an out-of-body experience? And I mean that literally.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
We love to hear your real ghost stories, so please share your ghost story with us. You can call in anytime, 855-853-4802. You can write in anytime at realghoststoriesonline.com. Also, if you want an ad-free version of the show, you can also get advanced episodes, access to the archive, become a premium subscriber. You can go through Apple Podcasts. You can try it there 3 days free, see if you like it. Or you can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. Kathy Gordon, I'm Carol Hughes. That's Kathy Gordon. Have you ever had like an out-of-body experience that didn't involve drug use in your younger years?
No. You know, I was thinking about that, and the closest I ever came to was in a dream where I was dreaming that I died, and then I stood up and turned around and looked back and saw my body. But that was as close. Not a real life, like not a conscious one where I was awake and or you know, just went out of my body. The closest I've ever come to that I can think of is in a dream.
See, I think this is going to be an interesting story. So you ready to give it a listen?
I am.
Here you go.
Hi, my name's Alex. I am 25 and from the East Coast of America. I have a story. Well, it's kind of like a collection of them from the same energy, I guess. So I am from a long line that trails back, at least on my mother's side, back to like Salem and stuff. And I have always been capable of this, this ability of like astral projection where I can, you know, like leave my body and visit my dead family members or, you know, like walk around my house or other places that I want to go. And I didn't really notice that I could do it until something figured out that I could, I guess, and followed me home. I lived in like a new townhouse when all this started happening. So I know that it wasn't some like weird ancient Indian burial ground or, you know, like a curse on the house or somebody died in there, you know, like they were relatively new. Nobody died in the house. I had this like dark energy started to like harass me while I was like sleeping, while I was sleeping. So that, you know, like the prime time where I would be astral projecting. And it started with throwing jewelry boxes at me as soon as, you know, like my soul starts to, you know, flip out of its mortal shell and get ready to embark on an adventure. As soon as that would happen, it would pretty much just start attacking me, I guess, to get me to leave. It threw my grandmother's jewelry box full of her jewelry at me. And then, you know, like I would wake up and the jewelry box would be on the ground all over, you know, and the jewelry would be all over the floor. Another time I had these two knee marks, like knee prints, next to my body. I like woke up and felt myself swaying side to side in a pressure on my chest. I could breathe, but just barely, you know, like I could feel that it was there. I heard a clap of thunder and then it disappeared. And then another clap, maybe like 10 minutes later, and it would start shaking my bed. This started at 3:30 in the morning. I remember because I have one of those like crappy black analog clocks with like the red letters on it. And it played some like staticky country station when it would go off in the morning, and it would clap a thunder, appear and shake my bed, and then clap a thunder, disappear and wait 10 minutes. And that went on for about 3 hours till 6 o'clock in the morning when my father was waking up. Another time it flipped my mattress over on me. Now I was like, I was awake, but my body was asleep. And I felt my bed move, and I was about to sit up when my whole mattress just flipped onto the floor. I had like one of those iron bar bed frames where like my mattress had to tuck underneath of the bar, and then like a box spring, and then it was the bed frame. And you would have to slide the mattress out a little bit to flip it. So I think that initial jolt to the side was it like pulling, and they just flipped the whole thing on top of me. And I woke up immediately and had to like pull the mattress up off of me and get back into bed. But after that, I came up with a way to get it to leave me alone because I knew that they fed off of energy. So I just started screaming, "I'm not fucking scared of you," at them. I don't know if you'll have to bleep that out, and I'm sorry for cussing. But that was like, those were the exact words that I would have to scream at it. I was 14, 15, 16 dealing with this type of like terrible, uncomfortable harassment from this unseen force. I couldn't even see it. All I could do was feel it. I could feel it staring at me, hating me, like this gut-wrenching, nausea-inducing, headache-giving, like, energy at me. That's kind of how I figured out how to deal with it, was, not being scared of it and standing up to it and saying that I'm not scared and not giving it any of that energy, but more so feeling indifferent for it. You know, I do not feel bad for you. I do not hate you. I do not like you. I am indifferent. You get nothing from me. So, yeah, that's my story. I've had a couple more run-ins. Like I was visiting my friend who had recently passed away, like literally the night that she had died. And she looks past me and says, "Run." And I just feel that force again. And this was after I had moved out of the house, but I was visiting her and we were at that house. And I, you know, as soon as she, like, her eyes got wide and she looked me dead in the face and said, "Run," I felt it like behind me, and it got stronger and stronger. So I ran into the house and it forced the door open. I couldn't see it. Couldn't see it at all. But I felt the door push against me, and it, the force of it knocked me back to my body. And I woke up and I couldn't sleep for like the rest of the night. But after that, I haven't really been harassed by that specific energy again. And yeah, I just wanted to share it because I thought you maybe somebody would enjoy hearing it. And maybe whoever could be listening could also gain a little bit of knowledge on how to deal with that situation. So, yeah. Okay. Bye.
That was creepy. That was so creepy. But, you know, there was a... I did an episode with Tony the other day, and there was a woman who I just loved, and she had the same approach. I mean, what she went through is terrifying too. Like somebody attacked her and now didn't flip her mattress over and stuff, but like jumped on her back and was, you know, attacking her. And she's like, basically came at it with, "I don't think so. You don't get to come into my house and treat me like that." And that's kind of the approach that she had too.
Yeah. And I think maybe that is the one. Like a while back, that one was pretty funny where she said, "I'm going to call an exorcist if you don't get out of here."
Right.
And I, you know, and it made me laugh, but maybe there is something to that and it might be that you just finally are at your wit's end, right? These things are all going on and you just reach a point you're tired of being afraid and just go, "Okay, I'm done."
Yeah.
You know, I can't be afraid anymore. This has got to quit. And, you know, and she's right. Maybe it's the indifference thing. It's, you know, I don't like you. I don't dislike you. I don't anything about you. You're just going to have to leave me alone.
Because when you're that terrified, wouldn't something just feed off of you when you're really scared?
Right. Isn't that it? Probably. Yeah.
I would have been
terrified. You're giving it permission. Almost.
Then the whole astral projection thing. That was fascinating.
Well, maybe I wasn't so far off because she was talking about happening in your sleep. Maybe I did. Now that I think about it, I just stood up and looked at my body.
I've heard of it happening to people like...
Yeah.
She's a very interesting person.
Though one thing I would say is just because it's new build, don't think it can't be haunted.
That's right. We've had a lot of stories over the years. People, brand new house, haunted AF.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be something that was on the land. There could be any number of things that could cause it.
Yeah. And she's right. It could have been something that she had done and it attracted itself to her. You know, it could be something like that. But just because it's new, don't mean it ain't haunted.
And we had some story a few years ago, and I can't remember what country the person was from, but in their culture, they yell at the ghost, they cuss at the ghost, they tell the ghost to F off. It's more of that is what they do,
mm-hmm.
what she did. Mm-hmm. And that's how you treat ghosts. Like, you tell them to get out very forcefully. You don't, and you mean business. And after I heard that person's story, I thought about that. I'm like, that makes a lot mm-hmm. of sense to me. You know, you're taking back control. You don't get to do this.
Yeah.
You know, you could be here peacefully, hang out, do all the things. I'll take care of the house for us. But you don't get to come in and terrify me.
Okay. But do you know the spookiest thing about that story was?
I don't know.
What? Was the friend that was dying and said, run.
But maybe the friend is helping. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. Like, but yeah. Well, exactly. But when somebody tells you to run, that's scary.
Yeah, that's never good. Man, she's been through a lot, hasn't she?
Yeah.
And that was just a quick little 6-minute story.
Yeah, and she's probably got a ton more.
Call back on more stories. That was a good one. And it was creepy, too. And if you like this show and want an ad-free experience, you can sign up to be a premium subscriber. Go through applepodcast.com. You can get it there 3 days free, or you can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.